Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi guys.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome. How are we doing?
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to a brand new episode. This week, you guys, we're doing a fun episode. We're going to call it Current Obsession. So basically, things we're obsessed with at the moment. We broke it down into three categories.
Yes.
Three.
We broke it down in fashion, beauty, and then lifestyle/wellness.
Yeah. We also have a girl trouble of the week, obviously, yes, as always, which, Lily, do you want to take us through girl trouble?
Yeah, the girl trouble of the week is, do you try new things or products a lot, or do you usually stick by your OGs?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, like, you either get people who literally, they know what works, they know what they like, and that's all, they don't like to experiment, and then you have people that are, like, constantly trying new things.
Yeah.
I like to try new stuff.
Me too. I am so influenceable through TikTok.
Yeah. And also because of the amount of stuff that we get, like, receive at events and get sent to us, it's like, it's kind of hard not to. Because it's like there. You're like, oh, God, this looks good. Let's try this.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it's like, especially for your hair, and some people might disagree, but my sister does hair for a living and she swears that it is good to switch things up because your hair will get used to using, like, the same shampoo.
They say that the same about skin, though.
Yeah, I think it's the same for everything. Like, you just need... And then you can go back to your favorite, but, like, give it a little bit of a, like, oh, wait, I want that back kind of moment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's actually good.
Variety is healthy.
Yeah. You know? But don't get me wrong. I certainly have products that I, like...
Me, that I swear by, that I've used for years.
I'll use them until the day I die.
Like, yeah. For sure. I agree. Unless they come out with something better, I will use this until the day I die.
Yeah.
Same. So do you want to take us into your current fashion obsessions?
So for me, the first thing I have on my fashion obsessions, and I've been obsessed with this brand and this outfit, these outfits for like since last summer, but Pangaea. I'm obsessed with like, I'm just so lazy and like.
That's a good one.
It's just so comfortable to put on like a matching Pangaea set and then go for my morning walk around Hyde Park. It's like, there's nothing better. Especially when the weather is getting a bit warmer. I have this like really cute pink shorts and hoodie with a pink hat.
Yeah.
It's like all pink.
Oh my God. Cute. Yeah,
it's a bit like, it's a bit silly, but love.
Yeah. With me, fashion wise, I've been obsessing with the Frankie Shop.
Yeah, you have actually. I love the Frankie Shop as well.
I love the Frankie Shop. I don't know. Like, I know it's been around for a long time, but I don't know why all of a sudden I started obsessing with it. I think because I see it on Instagram all the time. I'm like, oh my God, I love the Frankie Shop.
Yeah, their stuff's so good.
I want every single thing they have. It's really nice.
That's not good for your bank.
I know, but I have to say, price quality,
yes,
their things are really good.
It is worth it, for sure.
It's definitely worth it. I feel like it's like pieces that will stay in your closet for a very long time.
Yes.
It's not like Zara quality.
No.
You know what I mean?
They last.
It's really good quality and a very good price.
Yeah.
I don't think it's overpriced for what it is at all. I really like it.
The next thing I have for current obsessions, it's not so much a specific one, but like corsets, like really tight upper body wear, obsessed.
Oh,
like leather corsets over like a white shirt. I'm obsessed with doing that.
Oh, that's cute.
Or like House of CB corsets, just anything corset. I feel like everyone's making corsets. Not every brand's got like a million different corsets, but I just love
a corset. Is a good one.
Yeah, like you can wear it in the day, you can wear it at night. It's just like so versatile. I love it. love corsets.
With me, corsets is a bit like, I don't even have big boobs. And no, I feel
me
like my
either, but
I feel like just, my boobs just flop out.
Yeah, maybe for you it doesn't work. But for me, I love it to like make my waist look as small as possible.
Snatched.
Yeah, that's good. I love them.
Speaking of upper body wear, I'm obsessed and I have been obsessed with it for years. Crop tops.
Yeah, see? Like these things.
Actually, today I'm not wearing a crop top. No, but usually, like, I would take this t-shirt and I would like
chop it off.
Well, it I would tuck it in because this is like a cute Dior one, so I'm not gonna chop it off. No, I don't want to cut this, but I like tuck it in.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with crop tops. I'll wear crop tops till I die.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be buried in the grave with a crop top.
This is true.
Also, just like overall in fashion, a thing that I've been obsessing with lately is just like I want to go to a minimal style. The older I get, the more I want to have a staples wardrobe where I can pick out anything with my eyes closed and it can be an outfit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which I genuinely feel like we're getting to that point. So it's like everything we own is neutral. Yeah. But I feel like we have very minimalistic styles.
Yeah.
Actually.
But I want to get like even more.
Yeah. Like just super basic.
I have a lot of times I'm like, oh my God, I have nothing to wear. Because like if you all the time wear these trendy pieces, they'll be like, oh, she's there again with her orange coat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I need like some really, really good like staple piece. Like that's something I'm willing to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
Like for that, I'd be like, okay, maybe it shouldn't be from Zara this time. Like a really nice black coat. Again, sorry guys, Frankie Shop.
Yeah.
Frankie Shop is like minimalistic wardrobe. That's why I'm obsessed with it lately.
No, it's so true.
Yeah.
So
that's something I'm obsessing with.
Another obsession of mine, and I know I'm a bit late to this, but I literally probably wear my black Nike Dunks every day.
You do.
Like, they're just, something about, like, the black ones, though, not, like, colors, but it's just, I could have, like, smart trousers on and I put them on. I could have jeans, I put them on. Like, I just wear them with absolutely everything. It's actually annoying. Like, it's bad. Like, I wear them I don't wear any other shoes. I have so many other trainers and I don't wear them. And it's really bad. Like, I need to, you know, venture out a bit more, but seriously obsessed. I know it's like not even that cool anymore to wear them, but I just can't stop wearing them.
But they suit everything.
That's the thing. They like make everything seem cooler.
Yeah,
and they're comfortable as well.
They do.
So,
okay, so this is my last fashion obsession, but it is Jennifer Fisher hoops. So I love hoops. I'm a hoop girl. I was gonna say bigger to hoop, bigger to hoe, but that's not true, I feel, because I love big hoops. But the Jennifer Fisher hoop, it's just so good. The only thing that I don't like about it is that it tarnishes. I mean, you cannot go in the sea with it.
Okay.
Like, you cannot go to the beach with it. No. It's just, like, gold-plated, but it's, like, the perfect hoop. Like, the size, the thickness, like, everything.
It's not heavy.
No, it's also hollow inside.
That's good.
It's really good. I love it.
Yeah, but
it's a bit like it's expensive because like it's gold plated.
Yeah, and it's hollow. It's
not
even fully.
But it's just like the shapes of it is just so good. Like the dimensions, it's incredible. Yeah. It is incredible.
Incredible.
Incredible. So you definitely need to check it out if you're looking for a good pair of hoops.
So I have three more. I'll just quickly go through them. I have cropped blazers. I used to think cropped blazers were hideous. Now.
Oh, I love cropped blazers.
I probably have like one in every color. Love.
Yeah.
Love cropped blazer. Caps, like baseball caps, especially this time of year in London, like you can't go wrong with like just a, like neutral color hat and reflective clothing, like the SLA stuff or like just shiny clothes.
Oh yeah, I also wrote that down. SLA gold sparkly suit. Yeah.
Like it's so weird because like I would actually
so glittery stuff.
Yeah,
more.
Glittery stuff. Yeah. Stuff that like is just super shiny.
Because when you said reflective, I'm thinking of like a reflective traffic cone.
No, not that. Like glitter, but her stuff it's not. It's glittery, but it's also it has like a shine to it. It's
like it works really well in the light.
But normally I'd associate her kind of stuff with like the holidays, but she's like coming out with these like really short. Like dresses or like skirts and tops, and it just is like so cute for the summer. Like,
yeah,
oh, I can't wait to wear it.
Yeah,
on holiday. Like,
her stuff, so everyone needs to check out SLA the label. It is so cute for cute nights out, like nightwear. It's beautiful. Amazing, like sparkly things, but very cute.
So, moving on to beauty, and the first thing I have is Refi Brow Sculpt, which I know is controversial. Some people don't like it, but for me, I don't know if like this whole residue that some people get is from like hair types or what, but for me it works so well. There's nothing that makes my eyebrows stick to my forehead as long as, like, for the amount of time that required it, I swear.
Yeah.
Without feeling, like, rock hard. For me. Yeah. I know everyone's different, but it works very well for me. I love it.
Yeah. Speaking of Refi, I also have a current beauty obsession with another product from Refi. Not their brow stuff, but, like, the lip liner. Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. I love, well, like, I'm wearing it right now.
It doesn't,
like,
move.
It doesn't move. It stays on the whole day. I can have a whole fucking dinner with this lip liner.
Wow.
It does not move. It's amazing. But you also have, like, the lip, like, there's a lip liner and then there's, like, a lip setting gel.
Like the clear gel. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so good.
That's what makes it last. Mm. Yeah. See, I need to try this.
Exactly. You do. My favorite shades are Rosewood, which is a bit more pinky. And then Taupe is a bit more nudie. It's so good.
Love.
And sometimes I wear them together on a, if I want to be crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Really pushing the boat out. My next beauty current obsession is Buxom Lip Plumper.
Yes. Millie's has given me a whole speech about this literally yesterday. She was like, Mary Lou, watch my lips.
Yeah, look at them now and then look at them in like 10 minutes. No, but if you have smaller lips like me, oh my God, this stuff. I mean, I think it's quite similar to the Too Faced lip injection. Mm. I've not tried that, but I've heard really good things. And I can imagine it's like the same sort of thing. It literally, you have to be so careful where... You know, because you know you have lip plumper, like lip gloss, where you can sort of like be a bit crazy with it. And if it gets on top of your lip, it's fine. No, this stuff is like you need to be precise and line it like you're putting acid on your lips or something. Because it literally, like, you can see the different color. Your lips turn bright red. Like, like someone's just sucked on your lips or something. It's crazy.
Oh, sexy.
No, it really works. So I highly recommend.
Buxom Lip Plumper, 11 out of 10.
Yes.
Okay, then next up, something I'm obsessed with is spa headbands. But like the ones from Amazon, you know, with like the bow in it. And it's just odd. Like, feels good on your hair. I love it. And like, you get all your hair out of your face. You can properly take your makeup off or like properly put your makeup on. Because I also use it if I just want to put my makeup on in the morning.
Yeah.
It is amazing. I use it every day, multiple times a day. 11 out of 10 recommend.
Okay, the next beauty current obsession is basically any makeup product that's cream based. I'm like so into the creams.
Yeah, you love that.
You know, because I feel like for the longest time I was only using powders, which it looked good. Like, don't get me wrong, powder works as well. But I now, like, it just looks more like your skin when you use like a cream bronzer compared to like powdered bronzer.
Yeah, that's very true. But like with my skin, I have an oily skin. If I put on cream products, I look like a glazed donut and not in a good way. Or I'm using it like wrong.
I was going to say, you need to set it with powder as well.
Yeah. And then like, I'm like, if I set it with powder, why do I? But I guess, yeah, it looks very natural.
Like, I mean like bronzer. On top of the cream bronzer.
Yeah, but then I'm like, why don't I just use powder bronzer?
It's different. Trust me. I love it.
Really?
I also think like going towards summer for me, I like to use even more creams in the summer. But I don't have oily skin. I have very dry skin.
Yeah.
So it's different.
That's true. Like in summer, cream products, like it works.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm like a powder girly.
Yeah. I know. I was for a long time as well.
Maybe I should try it differently.
Like the Rare Beauty stuff, the creams, people are fucking raving about
it. I was just going to say, their blush of Rare Beauty is insane and the bronzer is incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Because that's not like oily, it's like a matte cream.
That's what I mean. Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sticks.
Yeah.
Not like the Charlotte Tilbury, where it's like actual liquid.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I do not rate this Charlotte Tilbury contour stick. It is not good.
I just don't know. I'm not good enough at doing my makeup with that stuff.
It's patchy. It dries up immediately. Like, I don't rate it.
Yeah, I also like the blushes. Like, creamy.
Yeah, also like the blush that has
on your face.
Too much glitter in it. It's not. I don't like it.
That's true.
So the next one that I have is again like a bathroom essential, but it's the L'Olive bathrobes. Like, I'm obsessed with it, and like Millie saw it yesterday. She was like, "Oh, yeah. Are they actually comfortable?" I'm like, "Millie, touch me.
They look comfortable. They're like properly thick. It's like wearing a carpet.
It's like a thick fleece.
Yeah, like super, like this thick.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, it's like a memory foam.
It's so nice, and I have it in every single color.
And it says your name on it. It's so cute.
It says my name on it. You can personalize it. It's incredible. I love it so much. I also usually have a discount code. I have like a whole highlight with like all my current discount codes. But I swear to God, this L'Olive bathrobe, it's incredible. I recommend it to everyone. 11 out of 10.
Highly recommend. My next beauty current obsession is Revitalash. I've only just started using it. So I haven't seen a huge difference. But I have seen within the week, 2 weeks that I've been using it, you do see a difference.
You do. I also wrote that one down.
But you know what? We were saying yesterday that we think it's like, we can't work out whether it's our phone time, screen time, or the Revitalash that's causing us to have blurred vision.
Yeah, it's really bad.
So I would just say to be careful of that if you do try it out. But
yeah,
it does work for the eyelashes.
It definitely works. I don't know what the hell they put in there, but it works. Like my lashes, babe, I used to have eyelash extensions. Did you know that?
I think you told me this, yeah.
Yeah.
But Lulu has insane eyelashes. Like you should have done it before and after. It's insane.
I know. I don't have insane eyelashes. Revitalash is insane.
Yeah.
Like, I abuse lash serums. And I really think, unfortunately, that's why my vision became a bit weird. Or it's my phone. Like, I'm not sure.
Probably a bit of both. But my sister is the same. Like, her eyelashes are getting closer to yours. Like, they're totally different than mine. And I'm like, as if this shit does.
It's incredible.
Like, but like, what does it do? It's so creepy, actually.
I literally used to wear fake eyelashes on a daily because my eyelashes were so short and now they're incredibly long.
Yeah. So my last beauty current obsession is Builder Gel Nails.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I used to do, Lulu and I both used to do like the acrylic powder.
Yeah, which is so bad for your nails.
And I mean, it's like quite a new, at least in London, builder gel is like a new way of doing nails. Like it's honestly not offered at every nail salon.
No.
But I started going to a new nail salon and she could not believe, like the way she looked at me when she was like, you've been using acrylic powder on your nails. She's like, that's so bad for your nails. She's like, you need to use this instead. And like my nails have grown. When I tell you I didn't have any length on the other side of my nail for years, I didn't. Look at how fucking long they are.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I know it's like really hard. Long. Like it's, there's a hard gel, but it is my full length. It's unreal. Looks so much better and just lasts much nicer.
Longer. That's the thing. It looks so much better and your nails look so much healthier. I also started doing the builder gel. It's just like,
that looks like better. You just have a gel manicure.
Exactly. It looks really good.
Which I guess it technically is. But do you know what I mean? Like your old nails, I love them. I used to do them as well. But that looks so much more natural.
I agree.
Like so much more.
Another beauty obsession of mine is the Tan Luxe self-tanning drops, especially for the face.
Yes. Agreed.
It is the only self-tanner that does not make me break out. Like I'm very prone to like blemishes. It's the only face tan that does not make me break out.
Yeah.
And I am normally, babe, as white as a wall. Yeah. Like normally I should blend in with the background now. And I'm not because of Tan Luxe.
Yeah, I use like, Tan it's Luxe so good. As well. I can also agree. It's so, so good. And it's like, it doesn't make you really orange. It's like a good,
I agree.
Natural color.
Especially like me, like I'm blonde. So it turns immediately orange on our skin tone, I feel. And this one is just like, it's so good. Yeah. Like all their products are so good. Yeah. I also love the Gradual Tan.
Did you try their new like Express?
Oh yeah, Tan Water Express. I haven't tried it yet.
Oh my God, it's so good. It doesn't transfer. So it goes on clear and then like if you watch your arm for like a couple seconds and then it starts to turn color.
No way.
And because it goes on clear, it means apparently like the science behind it is like it won't transfer on. I wore a white top and didn't get anything on it.
I need to get that.
But you are, it's hydrating as well. You can feel it because you are a bit sticky for like an hour after.
Oh yeah.
But it's kind of nice because it's like moisturizing your skin, which like normally.
Nice.
Like. Smooth ones really, really dry your skin out. So
yeah.
Love it.
Okay, I need to try this out.
Yeah,
I'm going to order it. They probably have it on Amazon as well. Another beauty favorite of mine is the Retinol A313.
Oh my God. Yeah. How did I forget retinol?
Yeah.
Also like, a new discovery for me. Absolutely yeah. swear by retinol. I mean, change my skin. Change
yeah.
it. Yeah, if you're prone to breakouts or like even cystic like hormonal spots that you think like there's nothing I'm going to be able to do that's going to be able to change it, like no. Retinol is, I feel like people are gatekeeping this.
Yeah.
Like no one told me. Why did no one tell me? And then I figured it out on my own and I was like, as if it literally is a cure. I'm not even kidding.
I thought retinol was always for like strictly anti-aging and fine lines. It is not true. It helped my skin clear up like no other.
Yeah, it's the only thing that works.
Yeah.
And like doctors even prescribe it for acne now. Like it is proven to cure acne. Like it's crazy.
Like definitely help. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like with me, I always used to get, like you said, like the cystic spots. And it's actually you who got me on retinol. Like I would just like sometimes use it. And then you were like, no, Lulu, you need to use it every night.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, ooh.
My favorite's the Medicaid one. But
like, oh yeah.
To be fair, that was the first one I ever used because I literally stumbled across a YouTube video about it. This doctor like trying to figure out or tell people a skincare routine that works for cystic hormonal spots, because when I turned like 24, I started getting cystic hormonal spots at my forehead, in between my eyebrows, and on my jawline, and I've never had acne ever.
With yeah.
And I was like, this is not gonna be my life. So I figured yeah. out how to get rid of it. And honestly, try retinol. Like, yeah. don't be scared. Just try it.
So then my last beauty favorite that I have is a wax stick for your hair. So if you want to, like, put your hair in a slicked back bun, there's, like, this wax stick from Amazon. I don't understand how no other brand has it, like, no other hair brand, because I don't like the way wax. It's, like, messy. You need to, like, get yeah. your hands in. I love it in the stick form, and it's from, again, Amazon. It's so good. I love it.
Is it... It's the like one that comes in like the brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can recognize that.
It's so good. And I feel like every person that uses a wax stick, like that's the wax stick they use.
Yeah.
But it's, oh my God, it's so good.
Okay, so moving on to our last category, we have wellness and lifestyle. And
yes.
one of my current favorite obsessions for wellness and lifestyle is Reformer Pilates.
Yes.
And just working out in general, but I love, my go-to workout is Reformer's Pilates. It's hard, but it's not like, you know, I don't like really high intense cardio workouts.
Yeah.
I like,
oh no, I don't like that
just
either.
Just like toning. And that's yeah. like my favorite way of doing it.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Really good.
So with me, a lifestyle, wellness, current obsession is, I'm trying at least stop drinking so much.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because I have 3-day hangovers right now.
Yeah, my hangovers suck as well.
It's really bad. Like I used to be able to drink until I couldn't remember my own name anymore. And then literally I'd be fine the day after.
Yeah.
But now like I have, ever since I hit 25, I have 3-day hangovers.
Yeah.
Like it is bad.
Me too.
It is really bad.
I find though, if I like stick to one alcohol, it's okay-ish. But like if my least favorite is wine hangovers. Oh my God. There's nothing like a white wine hangover. Oh, it's just like, it literally makes you feel like violently sick. Like you're
yeah,
ill.
I feel like it's because of
pain.
The acidity.
Oh, it's just horrible.
That's
nothing
why
I
only do like vodka.
Yeah.
Vodka shots or tequila.
Yeah, I'm like stick on the tequila all night.
Yeah. And people are like, oh no, hard liquor is so bad. Honestly, it gives me the best manageable hangover,
I agree.
Let's say.
I completely
yeah.
agree. Like beer and wine are the worst hangovers, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Like for me at least.
Yeah.
So yeah, stop drinking is definitely like a little goal of mine for
yeah.
upcoming months.
That's healthy. The next one I have is actually Lulu introduced me to this. Lemmy vitamins.
Yes.
Specifically the nighttime one.
Yeah, the Lemmy sleep.
Lemmy sleep. Yeah, that works.
It really works.
Sleeping at Lulu's the past 2 nights and we take one in the evening and we both pass out like half an hour later.
It is. And it literally says it on a bottle. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. And you
yeah.
can really like feel it kicking in. Like you feel drowsy and your
yeah.
eyes are going all fuzzy.
You're like, okay, time to go to bed.
Yeah. You're like, okay, bye. Like, you can literally not physically keep your eyes open anymore. And I love it.
Yeah. It's very good.
It really works. So Lemmy sleep 11 out of 10.
Yes.
Then my next obsession is an iWalk portable charger. I don't know if this is really lifestyle slash wellness.
It
it's more like lifestyle. It's more like lifestyle, but it's basically like a portable charger. It's like really small and you just click it into your charger port, I guess. It's so small, you can put it in your handbag. You have it in all these cute colors. And it's basically like a very small, compact, portable charger.
Yeah, which like when we're out shooting pictures and just on our phone all day, it's so, so handy. The amount of times I've had to use Lulus.
It's so good.
They're very good.
It's so good. Like everyone's obsessed with it. I had to buy one for my mom, for my boyfriend, for my brother. They're all obsessed with it. It's so good. Again, Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The next one I have is just simple, but lemon water. Love it. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, agreed.
Squeeze a bit of lemon water. Love it. So good for your digestive system.
It really is. Like, yeah. People are like, as if a lemon could do that to you.
No, absolutely. It does. It flushes it out.
It does. Like, if I drink lemon water in the morning, I feel like, maybe it's a mental thing, but I feel much healthier and like much more awake.
It works.
Whatever it is, it works. So lemon water, 10 out of 10.
Keep doing it.
Then my last lifestyle / wellness obsession is, well, I want it to be tongue scraping. I've seen this everywhere on TikTok.
I saw this.
And apparently it's supposed to work much better with your like digestion and just like your health overall. Like, it boosts your immune system. It gets like your bacteria out of your mouth. Okay. And you need to do it before you brush your teeth, because else you're just brushing your teeth and you keep all the bacteria in your mouth. And then when you like drink water, you just swallow all the bacteria into your digestive system. So every morning when you wake up, you need to scrape out all the bacteria out of your tongue. I know it sounds disgusting, but like, that's what's on your tongue, guys. So scrape it out.
Apparently,
we really need to do it. So yeah, I just bought a tongue scraper again off Amazon.
But you just like,
it's really weird. I do it like twice, and like the tongue feels so clean. Then it feels like very rough.
Well, tongues are weird.
I'm sorry to be TMI, but apparently it works.
You were saying about the fact that we have like this massive muscle like in our mouth.
It's really weird, right?
Fun fact, guys.
Wow. Fun fact. So scrape it.
A lot of fun facts in this episode.
So scrape it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, but that was it for our current obsessions. I hope you guys enjoyed. Exactly.
And thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
See you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.